All right, we're back again. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope it's inspiring you. That's my goal. I want you to discover God's vision for your life. It doesn't mean everything's going to go smooth once you do that. In fact, it might go harder. But because you have a vision and because you know it's from God, you'll be passionate about it, even when good things aren't even happening. See, that's what a vision does. A vision is great during the good times. You know, you're pushing forward, you're making progress. But a vision is really important when things aren't going well. Because you don't give up. It gives you a backbone to keep at something. And in the long run, success is for those who keep pushing towards it. All right. So in this session, I'm going to try to help you assess your spiritual gifts. The Bible talks about spiritual gifts in two different places, Romans 12. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And then we have 1 Corinthians 12. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by that one Spirit. And another miraculous powers. To another prophecy. To another distinguishing between spirits. To another speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another the interpretation of tongues. I like this little cartoon. Mr. Norlander, as your gift assessment consultant, I have the task of connecting you with the ministry you have tested most gifted to perform. And after much deliberation, it's my conviction that you'd serve the church best as a pew sitter. Oh, I love that. All right. So, the problem in church is we have too many pew sitters. Right, we have a talented few. They do the music, they do the preaching, they do the Bible studies, they do the programs. And then we have people who just come to church, sit in the pew. Okay? And the problem with that is God has given a gift to every single member of the church, not just to the few who serve the many. This is like network marketing. Church is like network marketing where everyone is an owner. Everyone is a business owner. It's not like some retail store where, you know, we have the people that work there and everyone that shops there. No, we're all in this. So the purpose of the gifts, of the spiritual gifts that God gives us. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit. Okay, then he goes on and talks about all the different gifts. The point of the gifts is to give gifts to each one in the church for the common good, for the benefit of the church, for the benefit of the kingdom that God is allowing us to be a part of, to pursue, to make happen. And we need all hands on deck, not just a few. And so we need you. And I know that you're inspired. You're taking classes here at Christian Leaders Institute. You're taking this mini class. Maybe you've never taken one of the academic classes we have. We have a whole list of academic classes you can get credit for. You can get certificates and degrees and all these things that give you confidence about who you are and the training that you've had. Are you taking this mini course? This one mini course could change the entire direction of your life so that you become a player. We need people that are players that are out there doing things for God's kingdom. There's no one that should be sitting in the pew, just sitting on the bench. We need everyone out on the field. All right. Romans 12, 4 through 5. Just as there are many parts to our bodies, so it is with Christ's body. We are all parts of it. And it takes every one of us What does it take? Every one of us to make it complete. For we each have different work to do. We all belong to each other, and each needs all the others. Hello? You can't say it any clearer than that. We're all part of the one body that's energized by the one Spirit, making the one vision that God has for the kingdom. All right, well, what spiritual gifts do you think you have? Okay, let me go back to that. What spiritual gifts do you think you have? Well, how do you figure that out? Well, go back to these 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, read the gifts. Which ones do you think you have? Now, you might not know. So what you can do is ask the people that you're close to. If you're married, ask your spouse. Hey, here's a list. Which gift do you think I have? Or ask friends. Or ask the people at church. Maybe you have a program at church that helps you assess your gifts. Hopefully you do. Every church should. Or, you know, one of the ways to figure out what gifts God has given you is to try each one out. See, the thing with a gift is, a lot of people say, well, I don't have that gift. Well, maybe you don't, but maybe you will. Well, I can't speak in front of people. Yeah, well, maybe you couldn't. But you see, the thing about a gift is you don't have it until it's given to you. And who knows when God is going to give you a gift. Maybe you didn't have it last year, but God is going to give it to you this year. So you got to keep trying all these different things because you don't know. You don't know what God's plan is for your life. So sometimes we experiment. We try. We plead with God. God, show me the light. Give me a clue as to who you have made me to be. And a lot of times it takes time. Don't be afraid to fail. Failure just helps propel you towards what you should do. All right, so that's the end of this session. We'll talk to you very soon.